Why was it right for God to slaughter women and children in the Old Testament? How can that ever be right?
Yeah. It's right for God to slaughter women and children anytime he pleases. God gives life and he takes life. Everybody who dies, dies because God wills that they die. So God is taking life every day. He will take 50,000 lives today. Life is in God's hand. God decides when your last heartbeat will be and whether it ends through cancer or whether it ends through a bullet wound. God governs. So God is God. God rules and governs everything, and everything he does is just and right and good. God owes us nothing. If I were to drop dead right now, or a suicide bomber downstairs were to blow this building up and I would be blown to smithereens, God would have done me no wrong. He would have done David no wrong. He does no wrong to anybody when he takes their life at age 2 weeks or at age 90, 92. God is not beholden to us at all. He doesn't owe us anything. Now you add to that that we're all sinners and we deserve to die yesterday and go to hell. The fact that we're even breathing today is sheer common grace from God. So I could make the question harder. As it was stated, it doesn't feel hard to me because God was stated as the actor. But if I make it harder, I'll take longer than 3 minutes to answer the question, and you don't want me in this session. So I think my basic answer is the Old Testament and the New presents God as the one who has total rights over my life and over my death. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How he takes away is his call. He never wrongs anybody.
John, how would you state it to make that question harder? And what would be your answer?
The question makes it harder is that he commands people to do it. He commanded Joshua to slaughter people. Okay, so you got human beings now killing human beings. And so now you've got a moral question for what is right to do. So the Bible says, thou shalt not murder. And God says to Joshua, go in and clean house, and don't leave anything breathing. Don't leave a donkey breathing. Don't leave a child breathing, a woman breathing, an old man or a woman or a donkey. Just wipe out Jericho. And so then my answer is, there is a point in history, a season in history, where God is the immediate king of a people, Israel. Difference in the way he is the king over the church, which is from all the peoples of Israel and does not have a political, ethnic dimension to it. So there was a political, ethnic dimension. He is immediate king, and he uses this people as his instrument to accomplish his judgment in the world at that time. And God, it says, let the sins of the Amalekites accumulate for 400 years so that they would be full, and then he sends his own people in as his instruments of judgment. So I would vindicate Joshua by saying, in that setting, with that structure of people and God, it was right for Joshua to do what God told him to do, and that is annihilate the people. But that's much more complex morally than saying God does. I mean, He can cause a flood and kill everybody on the planet, except 8 people. And he didn't do a one of them anything wrong. But he didn't ask anybody else to do that. So whenever God uses others, right now an example would be that God has given the sword to the government. So I believe that the government has a right to take a rapist and a murderer and put him in jail, or to kill him. I mean, I think capital punishment is consistent with Genesis 9 and consistent with God's character, because of the value of man, the blood of a man shall be shed for taking the blood of a man. But that's very different than saying anybody can go around killing people. So God has his times and seasons for where he shares his authority to take and give life. And the church today is not Israel, and we are not a political entity, and therefore the word we have from the Lord today is love your enemy, pray for those who abuse you, lay your life down for the world, don't kill in order to spread the gospel, die in order to spread the gospel.